I want to be really clear. Behavioral pharmacology is not a game of guesses. This is why the vet's role is so important. But we can't ask vets to decide with partial information, especially if they're not able to see or are trained in daily behavior observations. So your job as a professional in the behavior space is to bring that information forward to them. You might have heard me talk about symptom clusters. So why would we use them at all? Why would we cluster symptoms together? They help vets understand why a medication might be considered. It may indicate a multi-system imbalance, but you're giving the vet a reason to consider classes like SSRI or MAOIs because the behavior is presenting in a cluster known to respond to those interventions. That's valuable. That's ethical. And that's useful.